All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome to another show, a great show, Brilliant Ideas Radio Show with your host, me, Brilliant Ideas. Welcome again to a Saturday morning foodie show, and today we're going to be talking about leftovers and Thanksgiving and turkey and what have you. And of course, our Food News Jersey Style girl, she's off on assignment. God knows what she's doing. Probably Black Friday, Black Saturday, whatever they call these shopping days. She's out there doing some shopping and doing something. So it's just going to be me and my little sidekick. You know him as Brian.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
People, let Welcome to the show, Brian.
And here I thought you were going to play this serious music for me.
No, that's later. And let me tell you, first of all, right out of the gate, let me tell you, I received an email from someone this morning, and I quote, "Why do you and Brian always ruin the perfect savory photos?" They used the word savory, too, which I thought was funny. "The savory photos with your bickering and your non-funny humor." They don't get us, Brian.
I don't know. Well, you know what? What can we do? We can't please all the people all the time.
No, you know? We can't. I know. I don't get it. I guess we're upsetting people with our bickering back and forth and our little digs back and forth. Don't they know that we just love each other and it's all done in good fun?
Well, I don't know about the love part, but...
I didn't think so.
But it is all done in good fun.
Yes, it is. But anyway, I guess some folks just don't get our humor. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. I think it's funny. That's all that matters.
I don't know. I see people posting on Facebook that, you know, we're getting ready to stick pins in each other again.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you know.
That.
You know? What can you do?
I don't know. Well, let me, first of all, I've been under the weather, if you can tell maybe by my voice and talking through my nose and flying on airplanes, catching other people's germs. And so I've been sort of not with it. I know Brian's going to say you're never with it, but my throat's kind of hurting. You'll probably hear me coughing and snorting through the show. So I apologize right off the bat because I don't have a sneeze button. See, it's like fancy radio shows, they have sneeze buttons and cough buttons. We don't have them here. So I'll apologize right off the bat. I wanted to make a couple of announcements before we get going into the frolicking and upsetting people about our bickering. First of all, I want to go ahead and announce for Laurie, because she did this last week. She will be launching her new website next week. Her books are on their way to the warehouse. and this is exciting, myhappybooks.com. I told her I would mention it today, and if you're looking for a great gift, she's been working on these children's books for, gosh, quite a long time. They turned out excellent, and she has six in the series, and you can go to myhappybooks.com and get a sneak peek. The website won't be up and running until next week, but it's pretty cool because she did the illustrations, she did the writing, and she's also even coming out with a jingle, her own theme song for the Happy Books, and we're going to be recording that. I think that's next week. It's pretty cool when you're in this business. You meet a lot of folk, and we met the Dixie Still Band and went to North Carolina, and they actually recorded all of her audio read-along CDs, which is also pretty cool. Because, by the way, if you get the books, you can also buy them with the audio CD that goes along with it, and you can throw those CDs in there and hear Laurie read to your children, or to you, if that's what you want to do. And with six books and the audios, you could throw them in the car, let them look at the books, and not have to deal with them for a whole hour while she reads the books to them. So anyway, it's pretty cool. The audio CD, you can order them with the book. And then the music, the jingle, I guess, that'll be coming out also in about a week or two. So anyway, I announced it, myhappybooks.com. Check it out. It'll go live sometime next week. And she's proud of her little project, and so am I. So they got that announcement out of the way. And a couple other things, too, real quick. We're going to have 5 possible new shows starting in December. We've got Linky Morris. She's going to be joining us in December with her own show. We've got Hoboken Eddie. Yes, Hoboken Eddie is going to have his own show. And, oh, my God, hide the children on that one.
The Supreme Sauce Man.
Yes, Supreme Sauce Man. And Hank Bob, Aaron, he's going to be doing a barbecue show either in December or starting in January. And then we got Anne the Green Gardens. If you're into gardening and all kinds of things with green thumbs, Anne of Green Gardens is also going to be starting her own radio show. And then I guess, are you going to do a show or not, Wanda?
We're still contemplating timing. So it's not out of the question.
All right. Well, I know your fans just can't wait for that to happen.
I know people are not knocking your door down for that 2 a.m. slot, so I'm not worried about, you know, saying, hey, Grill, I'm ready to go on the air. Just plug me in at 2 a.m. and I'll be fine. So, you know.
Hey, you know what? That's a good time for a wine show, because most people need to be drunk to listen to you anyway. So you can have Laurie's got the read along, sing along. You can have like a drink along show. That might work.
Now wait. You were sent an email complaining about us bickering, so we have to, we have to keep it clean today.
Yes, I guess.
No pins and needles. No bickering.
No, because then it was a boring show like yours is going to be. We got to have bickering and laughing. And speaking of that, I guess, you know what? I didn't do something first. I always forget to do
yes.
that. I announce who our guests are going to be for those who are downloading on iTunes and iPhones and iThings. Because they can't see the screen, and if they download this, they don't know who's coming on the show except just you and me right now. Our first guest today will be Chef Brian Stansberry of Flavor Face Mobile Food and Catering. I'm sorry. I laugh when the name Flavor Face cracks me up, so I got to ask him about
it.
I love it.
You know, and I went on his website, and I get it. I get it, but I love it. I'm looking forward to talking to this guy.
Yes, and you're going to be handling that interview for the most part, because my throat's killing me, and I'm going to try to save it for the show. And, our last guest, and last but not least, is Crystal Yates. And Crystal Yates is just kicking butt right now. She was on our show back in March. I love her music. And she has been on a whirlwind tour basically. And, we'll find out what she's been doing. She actually opened for Crystal. Oh, she is Crystal, for God's sake. She opened for Martina McBride. And which is pretty cool. And she's got a new album called I Believe. So she'll be joining us later on in the show. So I guess since we're always cracking up and making jokes, do you want to have your little 5 minutes of, what did we call it last week?
The serious time? I don't know. I don't want to have any 5 minutes of serious time.
No, here you go. Here you go. 5 minutes for Brian. And now, 5 minutes of serious wine talk by Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
So what shall we be serious about this week? So let's find out.
Why.
So what did, first of all, what did you have for Thanksgiving, and what did you drink?
Turkey and wine.
Oh, God. That was really intelligent.
Oh, I'm trying to keep it serious. Actually, Brian, let me back up. We actually had a very nice bottle of red wine. I have no idea who the maker was. And we had some champagne, and we had duck, and we had turkey, and we had ham, and we had potatoes, and we had green beans. And do you want to keep going?
Yeah, okay, and so you don't remember what kind of red wine it was. We're trying
to
be serious now. You know, if we're going to be serious, then I need you to help me a little bit.
I honestly don't remember. It was very good red wine. I think it was a Shiraz, but I don't know. See, it's
okay, well, I know you got.
I can't do serious time because you know I even laugh.
I
laugh
know you
jokes.
Guys like Shiraz. So,
yeah.
Is that 5 minutes already? Can we move on now?
So. I guess we do. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're supposed to talk about turkey and turkey leftovers and all that goes with that, since this is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And, of course, everyone is eating turkey this and turkey that. So, Brian, you had an interesting article about all the uses for turkey after Thanksgiving. So you want to kind of go through some of those and give some people some ideas?
Yeah, you know, it was,
they can't
it
read.
Was just kind of, it was, no, I'm not going to read the whole article because it's, you have to open up each little recipe and everything. But it was kind of interesting because my wife sent this article to me. It's from the New York Times. And her first reaction in her email to me, her first comment in her email to me was, did you write this? Because she knows I love to play with leftovers. It doesn't matter what kind of leftovers. But some of the interesting ones are turkey French dip. Okay, it's a sandwich.
Okay.
And they're dipping it in gravy rather than au jus.
All right.
I mean, hash. I made hash this morning. Turkey hash. Now, The only issue I have with this turkey hash is when I actually opened it up and looked at the recipe and some other pictures, it looked like you had all fresh ingredients. And I'm like, come on, dude. You know, we're supposed to be using up leftovers.
Right.
So, I don't know why there were freshly cut Brussels sprouts. You know, I thought that, you know, okay, we're using up the cooked Brussels sprouts and things like that. Here's an interesting one, though. Turkey tamales.
Turkey tamales.
That sounds okay. Stir fry turkey and Brussels sprouts. What is it with the Brussels sprouts? Is that the only thing that people eat on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know why? Yeah, I was gonna say, you know why? Because no one eats Brussels sprouts anyway. That's usually left over. So I guess that's why they're trying to use them up the following day.
Yeah. Now this,
I call,
is,
hey,
this
by
sounds
the way,
cool.
Hey, by the way,
yeah.
This is serious. I call them cabbage boogers, but that's because I don't like them.
Baby cabbage boogers.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, that was pretty good for you being serious. I'm impressed. Yeah. Impressed. Okay. This one's interesting. Turkey soup with lime and chili almost sounds a little bit Vietnamese, like pho. Turkey Waldorf salad. Okay. Turkey. post-Thanksgiving Cobb salad. All right, that's, you know, pretty easy. Roasted turkey stock. Of course, we all made. You made turkey stock, didn't you? Well, you had turkey and duck and ham. Did you put everything together and make one kind of meat stock?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm thinking now, do I want to make three separate pots? Because, you know, I like to put everything in one pot. Or do I want to combine the ham bone and the turkey bone and the duck carcass? I guess it's turkey carcass, too. Into one. I think I'm going to do one.
I think it would be great. First of all, look at some of the great stocks, you know, soup bases. Like the Vietnamese pho. It's made from a number of different meats. So why not?
Why not?
I think it's a great idea.
What do you call that again? Vietnamese pho?
Pho. P-H-O. Pho. It's pronounced pho.
Pho. You too. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. let me see. Egg lemon soup with turkey. Okay, isn't that like the turkey soup with lemon? I don't know. Actually, that sounds a little Greek. Egg, lemon, and
Greek
turkey.
To me.
Risotto with turkey and mushrooms and peas. Oh, we can keep the peas. Turkey and wild rice salad. That's okay. Garlic soup with spinach. Where's the turkey? Turkey and spinach curry. This one's interesting. Bang bang, bang bang turkey. So I guess
bang,
it's some
bang,
kind of Asian. Yeah, it's an Asian dish, and you know that British woman Nigella that everybody kind of fawns over on TV.
Yeah.
It's her recipe.
Yeah. So they're like Kung Pao chicken, bang bang turkey.
Maybe turkey or chicken. Now, who has chicken unless you take the chicken part of the turducken out and make something out of that separately? Turkey and chicken with lemon and rice.
Okay.
A lot of turkey and lemon and rice. I don't know. The list goes on. But I just like to invent things.
Like a turkey cranberry dressing sandwich, is that in there?
You know, interestingly, it's not. Like the leftover sandwich, I was looking for that. I mean, this turkey French dip, but it's, you know, it doesn't necessarily have all the, let me just see. Oh, no, it does. Okay, it has cranberry sauce, mayonnaise, mango chutney. That's not from Thanksgiving. Shredded turkey, gravy, blue cheese. I mean, it's not enough, I agree with you. You know, it's like you stuff the turkey and the cranberry and the stuffing and the gravy all, you know, into a hero roll and make a sandwich out of it.
Exactly.
You know, the leftover sandwich.
I mean, last night I took exactly that and slapped some mayonnaise on the bread and you just squish it down. There is nothing better than one of those sandwiches. Now, if you have those for five straight days, it gets a little old, but.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like to change it up. But I did that yesterday with a burrito, with a tortilla. You know, I wrapped everything up into a burrito and had the sandwich that way.
I have to tell you a funny story before I forget. Dan's, I cooked the turkey, duck, and ham, as I mentioned, and Dan had also cooked the turkey, but he cooked it upside down, which actually is very interesting. It's actually interesting, and it worked because you put the breast down in the pan, and then all the juices, as they drizzle out, go into the breast, and then you turn it back up and when you're almost done to get that crispy on the top, and it did turn out really well. But I thought the funniest thing was that Laurie said to me, she goes, next year, we got to do that. And it cracked me up because we don't have to wait till next year to have a turkey again, do we? Can we have like a turkey before Thanksgiving?
you can put one upside down in the big green egg, can't you?
There you go. Yeah, well, it wouldn't do the same thing because when you cook on the big green egg, which is what I was planning on doing.
Well,
it's
all circular heat, you know.
All the juice goes into the coals, but. She made it like we can't have turkey again until next Thanksgiving. I'm like, well, Laurie, we could put it in a pot and cook one, you know, 3 weeks from now if we'd like, and I can flip it upside down if you want me to. I don't know. It was like we like
you know, I've actually heard about that. That you supposedly you cook it one way for a while and then you flip it and cook it, you know,
yep.
the other way. Because it just sort of makes all the skin crisp, and this way, you know, the juices kind of regulate and they flow through the meat nicely. I mean, I was happy
really
with the way my turkey came out. I'm sure your turkey came out great.
It did. I mean, the old-fashioned way, I put it in one of those big blue roasting pans like the grandparents used to have, and it works every time.
Oh, wait. The old enamel blue with the
yep.
little white dots?
Yep.
Oh, I love those pans.
They're the best.
Is that a family heirloom?
No, it's something I got at Goodwill, actually.
Well, it was somebody's family heirloom, and you decided to stop the chain.
Yeah, I saw it at Goodwill. It was like $3, and I thought, oh, man, it's just like Grandma used to have, so I have one now.
Mm. So I peruse
through Goodwill quite often. I don't know if that's a surprise to you.
No, it's kind of like dumpster diving. So
yes, it is. But it's fun.
It's civilized dumpster diving.
I have an article here. I wanted to read to you about why turkeys are bigger than they used to be. Were you finished with that stupid story about leftovers?
Oh yeah, a long time ago. I'm tired of looking at all this crap anyway.
Here. I'm trying to find it and can't locate it.
Oh, no, don't tell me you're scrolling like Lori.
I am.
In her
I'm
absence.
Scrolling like Lori right now. Scrolling. No, it's in here somewhere. Hold on a second. By the way, I was down to the last 5 minutes before I got all the music loaded and everything set up, so I'm kind of scrambling here. Here you go. How did turkeys double in size? Do you know this, Brian?
Well, I have a feeling that it's going to have to do with some kind of modern technology that we're going to obviously piss off some people that, you know, hate GMOs and all this other crap that, you know, is out there. But go ahead and read it. I want to know how turkeys doubled in size.
Well, it's funny you should say that because it does go quite lengthy, and it gets into the whole thing about well, I'll read it. Hold on a second. As soon as I get down here, okay, here we go. In the 1930s, the average Thanksgiving turkey weighed, how much do you think it weighed in the 1930s, Brian?
1930s, I would say between 10 and 14 pounds.
Very good, 13.2 pounds. Today,
okay.
The average bird weighs in at more than twice that amount, a whopping 29.8 pounds. Which I've never cooked a 29-pound bird. Mine was like 15 and a half. But anyway.
Well, I don't know how I got lucky. I found an 11-and-a-half-pound turkey.
That's actually
but
good
that
size.
Was like,
that's
that
the
must
grill.
Have been a child, a baby. You're talking about young turkey? That was a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby.
Fresh out of the egg.
Just about. And it says, no, the turkeys did not just get hungrier and grow bigger. American poultry farmers began breeding the birds for size and speed of growth in the 1950s. As their breasts grew at a ridiculous rate, the turkeys became bow-legged, couldn't stand upright. I know that cracks me up, too, and I know it's exactly what you're thinking. In fact, male birds grew so big they could no longer transfer semen to their female counterparts. So
producers
took on artificial insemination. What's more? Infections soon arose. I'm reading like Laurie. What's more, infections soon arose as operations moved indoors and turkeys were stuffed into closed quarters. Producers added antibiotics to the mix to prevent sores on the bird's feet and breast and began debeaking birds to avoid cannibalism. Another problem that arose in such small spaces, and here you go, this is where it's going to get crazy. If you care to avoid factory birds, turkeys are available from humane sources certified through animal welfare programs. And, you know, I'm not even going to go there because I sell to turkey operations, and it is not inhumane the way they raise those turkeys. I'm sorry. I've been in the turkey houses. I'm not going to go there. But anyway, as you can see, this article getting ready to take a twist. And they're saying the reason why the birds have gotten bigger because of the hormones, because of the antibiotics, because it's all before, for money and the poor turkeys and yada, 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 yada. It even says this, Brian, on its own, turkey is the worst of the birds by far and one of the worst meats in general for you to eat. Did you know that, Brian?
Gee, I guess I'm going to die tomorrow. Oh, well.
And this lady from somewhere, where's she from? It doesn't say. She continues, if you sit, eat this one bite of human, and you can eat any other meat the rest of your life, you'd be better off eating human than eating turkey.
Oh, you know, okay, so everything that we eat, actually, every animal that we eat are scavengers, basically. You know, yeah, farmers feed them feed and stuff, but they're all scavengers, okay? So let's stop eating because we eat people, we eat things that eat crap, you know?
By the way,
that's what the vegans talk about, you know.
I got to settle this. She's a supermodel. Her name is Chrissy Teigen, the one who said those things. That's the one.
Okay.
I'm sure she's an expert in the turkey business.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to piss off the Chrissy Teigen fans.
Yes. I don't know. Anyway. Yes, and you're right. When it comes to scavenging, you think about it. Crabs. The kind that are in the water. Crabs are scavengers. Catfish. What are they? Scavengers.
Scavengers.
A lot of animals out there are scavengers. And we eat scavengers. We are, well, because we're meat eaters.
You know, and even in the fish world, the bigger fish eat the little fish.
Right.
You know? So, and the little fish eat the garbage. So, you know.
I just think it's hilarious that this woman thinks you're better off to be a cannibal than eat a turkey. That cracks me up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's put a bone through our nose, Brian, and start being cannibals on Thanksgiving. How about that?
Well, according to some people, we're already cannibals with each other. So,
hey, I'm going to switch
we
gears
act like
here,
cannibals but... toward each other.
I'm going to switch gears because I can't believe it. We actually talked about things and bickered it for a while and made fun of one another and the world of the food world for 30 minutes, and time is up. I'm going to take a quick break. And I got a really cool song here. We're going to switch gears here a little bit because we're going to go from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And it's not too soon for Christmas music, is it, Brian?
No. I mean, look, we were just like, okay, don't have the damn Christmas commercials on TV until after Thanksgiving. But
right.
Because Thanksgiving was so late, we had the Christmas commercials before Thanksgiving. Clicking off, you know.
I think they had Christmas ornaments in Walmart like in April.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm trying to get this song. Everything is all screwed up because I was rushing it, but it's always screwed up. I got a song here, I think. Here it is. It's a Christmas song by Batson and Haynes. And Jeff Batson was on our show a few months ago. Great country music singer. And he's gotten together with this guy named Haynes. And they've done a new song, and we're one of the first radio stations to actually play this, Brian. This is pretty cool. We're, like, almost exclusive here. But it's called...
We're trending.
Yes, we are. It's called Santa's Having a Tailgate, and we'll go play that.
Oh, <Mitch. laughs>
It's a cool song. And we'll be right back with our first guest. We're going to be talking about Flavor Face. I love that name. And talking about food trucks and what have you. So everyone hang tight. Brian and I will be right back if I can get this thing to work. Here we go.
Santa's having a tailgate. He parked his sleigh out on the frozen lake. Unhooked the reindeer. Brought some ice cold North Pole beer. It's a party fit for a king. Kicking off Christmas Eve. The presents might be a day late. Cause Santa's having a tailgate. Follow the bright star in the sky.
money for a little kid. Looks for elves and three wise men. And a little drummer boy beating on the skin. Leave your bah humbug at home. We hope the Grinch is a no-show Jones.
Santa's having a tailgate. He parked his sleigh out on the frozen lake. Unhooked the reindeer. Brought some ice cold North Pole beer. It's a party fit for a king. Kicking off Christmas Eve. The presents might be a day late. Cause Santa's having a tailgate.
We'll build a bonfire and find a tree. Rock around all night with Brenda Lee. Do shots of moonshine eggnog. And put a red nose on the hound dog. Play cornhole with snowballs. And jingle bells on a duck call. We'll all be jolly, 'tis the season, but we won't forget, he's the reason.
Santa's having a tailgate. He parked his sleigh out on the frozen lake. Unhooked the reindeer. Brought some ice cold North Pole beer. It's a party fit for a king. Kicking off Christmas Eve. The presents might be a day late. Santa's having a tailgate. Santa's having a tailgate. He parked his sleigh out on the frozen lake. Unhooked the reindeer. Brought some ice cold North Pole beer. It's a party fit. Kicking off Christmas Eve. The presents might be a day late. The Santa's having a tailgate.
Yeah, the cookies and milk will have to wait. The Santa's having a tailgate.
And there you are. The new song, Bats and Haynes, Santa's Having a Tailgate. It's kind of
that
too,
is
huh?
Cool. I love it. I love it. And you know
video.
What? We should.
What?
That's what we should do. We should have a Brilliant Ideas Radio Tailgate. We take the road, a show on the road, and bring the big green egg with us, and we, you know, just do a show from location and have people come and hang out, and you know, and just have a tailgate party.
It would be a blast. I could drive my new truck.
Yeah, why not?
There you go. Why not? Yeah, let's do that. You know, we tried to do that last year with the bacon tour. You know, I was trying to get somebody, a bacon company, to sponsor us. And for some reason, no one would give us any sponsorship money from the bacon industry. But maybe we just do it for the heck of it. If one person shows up, great. If nobody shows up, you and I will just eat out of the back of the pickup truck and broadcast across the country.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We could drive to Winnebago for sleeping quarters, and then bring the truck for the tailgate party.
Yeah, there you go. We'll hook it up to the back, you know, and pull it behind us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect.
All right. Let's go to something serious. And like I said, but
do we have to?
Yeah, we do. I can't even be serious. I hope the guy's not offended, but the name of the company is called Flavor Face, and every time I say it, I crack up. Well, we've got Chef Brian Stanbury joining us this morning from, I think, way out there in Sacramento. Good morning, Chef. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, holiday. Gobble to you, Chef. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
We're hanging and getting in trouble. And Chef, I'm going to turn over the interview to Brian because I'm losing my voice and been sick ever since, like, Wednesday. And I got to save my voice for the show. But I have to ask the first question right out of the gate, and then Brian's going to take it from here. Flavor Face, can you explain that one?
I sure can. I went through a multitude of names trying to name the company. But, you know, as humans, we very rarely get to see ourselves in the mirror when we eat. At least I don't look in the mirror when I eat. But we all have this expression we make when we eat something that's divine or not so divine. We have a face that we make. We all have one. We don't know what it is because we don't look at ourselves, but it's a flavor face, and we all have one. So when you eat something good, you're just like, and we all make a face. So I said, that's it. Thought about it in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning one night. And the idea behind that, we have a 55-inch flat screen on the truck and a webcam, and we ask, let us see your flavor face. And we put your face up there on TV, and we just enjoy flavor faces.
You should see the flavor face that I have when I eat Brian's food. You wouldn't want that on your Peloton mission screen.
You've never had the pleasure. Well, actually, no, you have once. But, hey, Brian, mm-hmm. Chef, may I call you Brian?
Yes, for sure.
Good. And we're tight right away because you're Brian spelled the correct way. And now, of course, I've pissed off all the guys, you know, in the world that spell it with a Y.
With a Y,
but, you know,
we're on the
correct side of the tracks, you and I. I didn't want to answer that question for Brilliant because I got it. I looked at your website and I got it right away. And what I was going to say to Brilliant is, think of the faces Laurie makes whenever she eats your food. And she's got those happy faces.
I beat you to that, didn't I?
Yeah. So, my question, you know, and of course we got the name of your business out of the way, but my question is, what is a guy like you with the kind of accolades that you have? And, you know, it's a really impressive list of people that you've cooked for and been involved with. What makes you want to go and do a food truck?
Well, I worked 28 years in the industry. And, you know, as we all know, the hospitality industry is not always so glamorous. And I've just worked really, really hard, and I just thought to myself, well, you know, what next with your career? And the food truck thing is just booming. I took a week. I spent a week in Miami researching food trucks, went to Portland, Oregon for a week researching food trucks, went to New York for a week, San Francisco for a week, which is, you know, my home from the Bay Area. And every single owner I saw was happy. Every single customer I saw was happy. And I said, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice and I'm going to do it. And I did it.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And, you know, almost every big city has, you know, a following. It's almost like a cult now of food trucks that mm-hmm. That are becoming so successful. And you take these trucks to, you know, some fancy venue where people can dine al fresco and they're getting some of the best gourmet food that they could ever get in their lives. Forget about, you know, going sitting indoors in someone's restaurant. You know, I think it's great. And your menu is really, really great. I love the concept. I love what you're doing, and I love the whole idea of the Sandman. You know, cutting the word sandwich, and just using sand. You know, you have the little sandbox, and you have the big sandbox, and I think it's really cool. You know, Brilliant actually, you know, kind of we bicker about each other's food, and, you know, we usually tell each other that our food looks like sand. So I think this is perfect for us. but the prices are incredibly reasonable, and what you're bringing out there, you know, again, it's like people don't realize what they can get off a truck now that they can't even get in a restaurant, and they're not paying for the overhead of a restaurant.
Right.
You know, this is the whole thing, and that must be so great for you, because I think you did own a restaurant. You owned a couple of restaurants, I think.
I owned one in Northfield, Minnesota, called the Ole Store, and it was right on the foot of St. Olaf College. There's two big colleges in Northfield, Minnesota, Carleton College and St. Olaf College. So we had a real, we did a restaurant and a wine bar on one side and a coffee shop for the students on the other, and went over really, really well. We were in business just under 3 years, and my business partner had a open heart surgery, and that kind of caused us to shut down. But during that time, you know, I did a private dinner for Bob Dole, a private dinner for Jesse Jackson. I catered the chancellor to St. Olaf's wedding, so it was really a good time in my career.
Yeah, but you know, you're the headaches of owning the restaurant and keeping the doors open, and you know, making sure you paid your staff and your you know, and your rent and everything else. I think the truck is the best way to go today.
I really, really do. I mean, I do also. What I love about it is the creativity, and never in the same setting twice. You know, I mean, you can really literally go anywhere you want to. And just the demographic
right.
of people that you see and come across is just amazing.
Right. Now tell me a little bit about the Stephens and Sainsbury blog. It looks like you've got some tutorials, which, you know, Grill needs to definitely check out because he needs help with his cooking. but we won't go any further than that.
No, don't
but,
go any further than that.
Yeah, I was in Los Angeles on a video shoot, and I had a chance to meet Corinne Stephens. I don't know if you know, she's a New York Times bestselling author. And we start talking about food, and we gravitated toward each other. And she was like, hey, B, how about we cook a meal tomorrow? I was like, fine. So we wrapped the video shoot on about midnight that night. Got up early the next morning, went to the market, and bought all these ingredients, and she came over and I cooked, and she's just like, wow, Brian, you know, that was amazing, like some of the best stuff I've ever had. I came back to Sacramento, my phone rang about 4 days later, Corinne on the other end, let's write a book. Let's write a book? I'm not an author, you're the author. She says, no, let's write a cookbook. So we came up with this idea of 10 sexy meals to help seal the deal for dating, people who are dating. And that's in the works, and should be coming out soon.
Right, but isn't it the best to always get yourselves started with a blog?
Oh, yes, yes, for sure. And, you know, I have to give Corinne much credit. She kind of led me that direction. She designed the whole website. We stay on the phone constantly, and she did a great job, laid it out great. And I love writing about food, and I love food, so it was really natural for me and basically really easy for me. And people have really gravitated toward it. They really have.
So tell me about your tutorial.
We just kind of go through, you know, the basics of, how to begin your meal, how to buy fresh, how to stay away from processed foods, you know, the most you can, how to begin with a clean kitchen, how to stay sanitized, how to garnish, and just how to please your guests, and just how to enjoy food and life at the same time.
Right. Yeah, I was actually looking over that. I'm thinking, Grillion's going to have a problem with the processed food and and the kitchen and all these other things. But, you know, it's so cool to talk to a guy like you because you're doing all the things that I didn't have the guts to do. I started out life as a musician, and I'm still a musician, but somewhere in the middle there, I was a couple of weeks away from going to culinary school and gutting it out, and, you know, and then I'm like, okay, so I'm going to spend 60 hours in someone's kitchen, and what am I going to do after that? When am I going to finally get my break? But I always admire people like you who gutted it out. You know, you've been through the restaurant thing, you've been through the, you know, being the exec chef in the hotel, and, you know, mm-hmm. and being someone else's, you know, what word could I use?
I think I know where you're going. I agree already.
Yeah, to the success and to finding your calling and doing the whole truck thing. It's, you know, it's like you're finally back to where you want to be as an artist. And I look
right.
at chefs as artists, you know,
right.
and
right.
you're creating on the fly. And with the truck, it's like you can change the menu whenever
mm-hmm.
you want. And there's no overhead. You don't have to print it. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about training a staff. You know, it's all there. You can get up in the morning and do whatever you want.
You're right, but that was one of the biggest hurdles to all potential food truck owners. You know, everybody seems to think you have to have a concept. You have to have this one certain thing. And I said, I can't call myself Mr. Meatball. I can't just be relegated to cooking meatballs the rest of my career. I can't do wings and things and just cook chicken wings for the rest of my career. I said, it's going to be flavor fest. We're going to sell flavor. You know, and that's just, and it seems to be working.
Hey, Chef Brian, I have a question. You were, Brian was brought up the thing about the sandwiches with Sandman. What are some of your better selling sandwiches out there in Sacramento?
The red curry oxtail slider is a hit. We pickle our own peppers, serve with plantain chips on a ciabatta roll. Really, really big seller. And people, crab, they love crab here in Northern California. So the soft shell crab sandwich, we do a tempura battered soft shell crab sandwich with a key lime cream cheese and a ponzu vinaigrette cabbage on a tolero roll, and people just can't get enough of them.
Do you sell any tofu there?
Yes. We have a lot of healthy items. We've got a black and cauliflower pita, and we have a tofu sandwich that people tofu portobello sandwich that people really really love. Totally healthy, totally fresh, and they're just.
The reason I'm asking because my flavor face makes a funny face when I say the word tofu. But
the interesting thing about bean curd is it soaks up any flavor. So really, tofu is a great canvas, and I think it should be much more widely used in the industry. It's just a great canvas for flavors. It really, really is. Some people are scared of the texture, but in our case, we sear it really hard so it has a crunch. It has what we call a face in the business, and it's really. Seasoned well. All the components on the sandwich go together. We do a blood orange parsley oil that really ties in well. And people seem to love it. It comes with candy walnuts. People seem to love it.
Now, we're.
Yeah, well, I love
truck,
tofu.
Right?
Yes, one truck so far. We plan on doing another one in Minneapolis next summer. Everybody's calling for it. So I have a crew out there because I chefed out there over 20 years. So I have a lot of sous chefs that worked under me a lot that are ready to go, rip, roaring, and ready to go. So I'm going to do my best to get a truck out there by next summer.
And you have a website, too, that we need to mention, which is www.flavorface.com, and you can go and find out more about the Flavor Face truck and all the recipes, menu, not recipes, but menu of all the different items that you have there in Sacramento. If you're out in Sacramento, and you're looking for something unique, because you got some really unique things on your menu. If you're looking for something unique, but do you have a standard, route that you go on, or you just pop up anywhere?
Yeah, we just pop up anywhere. You know, we began with four concepts that we perfected originally. One is called Stick and Move, so we do everything on a stick. We've got these filet mignon lollipops on a stick with a pomegranate glaze. We figured out shrimp and grits on a stick. We got spaghetti and meatballs on a stick, just fun items on a stick. We have another one called I Got Your Nacho. And we're doing just these gourmet driven nachos. We have a Nick Bone and Black Eyed Pea nacho with pimento cheese and collard green pesto. We have a duck confit nacho with a red onion marmalade with a flatbed chips. Just crazy nachos, really chef.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
we have another one called.
This is all in a truck too, because like Brian was saying, the truck is something that's gone through a whole transition because we all know what they used to be called, roach coaches, and now gone into now it's gourmet food and all the things you're speaking of are things that most people don't think about when you say food truck.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we just want to be different. We want to have fun. Basically, that's just the gist of it. We want to have fun and be different and sell flavor.
It's great. It's a great concept, and the thing about it is that it's a concept that is always evolving and ever changing, and I think it's fantastic.
Well, Chef, thank you for joining us today. And if people want to find out where you are, do you post your locations on your website? So in case they're in Sacramento, they can find wherever you are?
Yes, we do. If you go to flavorface.com and click on the menus tab, you'll see where we're going to be at, the times, and the menus that we'll be serving that day. And, of course, they will change. We don't want to get stagnant in any type of way. So, and we're there's a at the very bottom you can comment. And if you want to see us somewhere or you'd like us to be somewhere, just comment on the website, and I'll definitely contact you.
Well, if I'm ever out in Sacramento, I'm definitely going to look you up, and I'm going to get some of that spaghetti and meatballs on a stick. Is that only a certain day?
By the way,
last
June, we did the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We were hired by Major League Baseball, and the spaghetti and meatball on the stick, that's how that derived. When they asked me to submit a menu item, I said, how can I tie this into baseball? So I did the meatball as the ball, the stick as the bat, and we served it on a garlic crostini representing home plate.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds very interesting. Well, thank you for joining us. Everyone who's listening, if you're in Sacramento, check it out. You said also perhaps you're going to be in Minnesota. Go to flavorface.com, and you can find the chef there, Chef Brian Stansbury. And thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for your time, Chef. Happy holidays.
All right.
You too.
Same to you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everybody, check it out. It sounds like an interesting concept. You just don't think about those kind of things on a food truck anymore, Brian. I mean,
that's what's so cool about food trucks is that they're ever-evolving, and they're so much more cool than actually going and sitting in a restaurant.
Yep.
Because you get great stuff, and you do not pay all of that overhead that you pay in a restaurant. I mean, his prices were really very reasonable. You know, I could see exactly where he was going with his pricing.
Well, it's really cool, and it's all gourmet food, so I'm going to have to check that out. I think I'll stray away from that tofu, but some of the other
things. Well, we'll get you to eat some tofu. I happen to love tofu. Another strike against me.
Yeah.
Stick another pin in me.
I've had it before. No, thank you. I'll stick to my meat. All right, we're going to take a quick break, a real quick break, and we'll be right back here in just a couple seconds.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, it is the ultimate cooking experience if you're not sick and you go out and cook on it. But go get yourself a Big Green Egg at www.biggreenegg.com, and you will be able to cook to your heart's content on that thing. It makes it very easy. You know, I saw a guy, speaking of food trucks, that actually had a Big Green Egg food truck where he cooked everything. He had Big Green Eggs that were attached to the side of the food truck. Pretty cool. I don't know where he was, but I saw that online. Anyway.
Maybe that's another outlet for us on a food truck. The Brilliant Ideas Radio food truck.
There's a lot of outlets for us, like everybody says, get out of here type of outlets for us.
Is like someone wants to plug us into an outlet.
Yeah, really. Before our next guest comes here, which is Crystal Yates, we talked about her earlier in the show. She's been on the show back in March, and she's moving and grooving in the country music scene. Brian, did you have anything else you wanted to add about anything that's of any importance in your life before I play some music from Crystal while I'm trying to find her songs right now?
You're actually wanting me to add something of importance in my life?
I just want you to fill some dead air for a moment because I'm having problems.
There couldn't possibly be anything of importance in my life.
Well, I know that, but fill some dead air for me.
Fill some dead air. Okay, well, who haven't we pissed off this week? Oh, so we have to talk about the fact that I was out in a snowstorm on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I remember sending you and Lori a text with a picture of a snowstorm. And I said I was running out to get the latest new burger from Burger King.
Oh, that's right. By the way, folks, let me explain something to you. For those who may be listening for the first time
or maybe for the last time. Brian,
it'll probably be the last time.
It will be. Brian and I have this little joke going back and forth called the Dark Side, and he's actually, I have to admit, he's improved my choices on wine. I've become a little bit more cultured in the wine industry after meeting Brian, because I was stuck in the $1.99 bottle world of Big Kahuna before I met Brian, and he has expanded upon my horizons in the wine world. But Brian is actually kind of going downhill to the dark side, and the dark side is eating like Brilliant. And this guy goes out in a snowstorm, out in a snowstorm to get what, Brian?
I got the ultimate, the A1 ultimate bacon cheeseburger at Burger King.
Was it worth it?
And guess what?
What?
It was worth it, but I paid $10 for a freaking hamburger. I'm getting tired of this.
Well, it is expensive.
At Burger King.
I know, it's crazy. You go into any fast food, we've talked about this before, but cannot go get a combo for less than, like, $9 nowadays. Well, you can, but if you go with the small size, but I'm never going small, I got to go with large, but it'll cost you $9 to get a combo. But that Burger King burger, I have to admit, is fantastic. So I'm glad you went out to a snowstorm, through a snowstorm, to get one of those, because you need to taste the dark side and see how good it is.
It is. And, you know, we kid each other, and all those listeners out there that think that we just bicker and stick pins in each other have to realize that we're actually a lot more similar than people think.
Oh, God.
Yes,
don't
I have a high
that.
Elevated cultured side, and Grill has a very low uncultured side. But but we do cross over into each one's domain more often than people think.
Oh, man, I don't even want to be in your domain, let me tell you. I think you're more
dark. Hey, come on. Should we talk about the word refined?
Yeah.
I think that I've even elevated your cooking because I get on your back about it all the time. So now Lori's calling you refined. Did that ever happen before you met me? I don't
no,
think so.
But
I don't think so.
I think it has to do with the fact that we talk to all these chefs and all these nice people in the food industry that makes me want to elevate my cooking to the refined. I don't think it had anything to do with you. don't let it go to your head.
Well, I'm going to take credit for it anyway. So there.
I knew you would. And speaking of dark side, the picture of it looked like you had like. Did you buy that can of onions that you pop open, those crispy fake onions, and put on top of your hash or whatever you had on food on the Facebook?
No, last night I made a turkey shepherd's pie.
That's right.
I put paprika over it, and then I put those French fried onions, and actually I found French fried red bell pepper, which actually really tastes good. It was cool. And I put those over toward the end of the baking. So that's what that was.
But it wasn't,
yes, and it looked like peasant food.
What? Wait. Was that? But you said the French fried onions. Is that the ones that you like pop the can and pour it on, like my mother used to do when I was 7 when she made casserole?
Yeah, like when you make a bean casserole. Yeah, I love those things.
Okay, well that's dark side, by the way.
I love those things.
That is definitely dark side.
No, it's not.
Because,
it's just being,
yeah,
you know.
It is. No, because,
I don't call that dark side.
Think,
I call going to
think,
Burger King for me dark side.
Do you think Chef Brian Stansberry or Chef Franco or Chef Crisco would ever be caught alive or dead with a can of those sprinkled on top of their casserole?
Let's get the chef back on the air and find out what he does at home.
Ah, well. All right, I've got the music geared up. I don't have Crystal Yates yet, but I'm going to play one of her songs anyway, and hopefully she'll be here in a couple of minutes. I'm getting some messages. I hope that's not saying that she can't come in. She's been sick, too, by the way. She had to cancel her concert.
Mm.
Right? She's got the same crap that I've got. But I think she's going to be calling in here in just a few minutes. We're going to play one of her new songs. I love this song, too, by the way. It's called Let That Record Play On, and we'll be bringing on Crystal Yates to find out what the heck she's been doing since the last time she's been on our show. And, boy, let me tell you, she's been doing a lot. Everyone hang tight. We'll be right back.
I'm going to let that record play on. Play on, but I'm deep and cut you to the bone. Let it run through your veins till you finally feel some shame. I'm gonna let that record play on. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you laying. You dug a grave and now you're stuck inside. If you wanna know the truth, honey, I'm through with you. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you laying where you lie.
That was Crystal Yates and one of her new songs, Let That Record Play On. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh, you sound as bad as me. You've been sick, too, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm very sick, for sure, but I'm in recovery.
Well, I have to say, the new music, I love the new music. That song there, hope you don't take this wrong, but I feel like I need to be spinning around on a, like a pole when I hear that song.
Hey, well, you know what? As long as not all of us have to watch, that's fine. they make
I don't think
your,
anybody would want to watch him spinning on a pole.
That might be a little much for the world.
Well, you have been on a wild ride since you were last on our show in March. You have got a new album CD called I Believe. You actually opened for Martina McBride. You have been rocking and rolling, and it's just, you know, Brian, it makes me feel good that we help launch these people into the atmosphere after being on our show.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm really proud to have been on here before all the busyness happens, because then more
That's
people,
amazing.
Of course, want to talk to you once you get busy. So I like people that want to talk to you when I wasn't busy.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you have been really going strong, and welcome back the lady from Niceville to Evilville, the Green Ideas Radio show.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to ask you about your new album and about the Martina McBride situation first, but the first thing I got to ask you, since this is a food show, and I know you love bacon and I know you love salt pork, because we talked about that last time.
Oh, yeah.
I know you were sick, but what did you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, we had such a sweet Thanksgiving dinner. We got invited. There's some friends of ours that we started becoming friends because they would come out to shows. And we actually just saw them last night, but they've been coming out to our shows for over a couple of years now, and we've just really gotten a friendship with them, and they have a ranch, and they invited us over because their dad was going to be in town, and he's 90 years old. He's a World War II vet, and he already had started loving my music, and he was so excited to meet me and my family, and so we went and spent Thanksgiving with some friends, and they cooked the usual good old turkey and dressing and sweet potatoes, and oh my gosh, it was just also good. She actually made this salad, so I didn't have to cook. We're actually frying a turkey today because we can't.
Oh, really?
Go through. Yes, we cannot go through. Will is outside frying a turkey in the yard right now, my husband, because we can't go through Thanksgiving without some fried turkey, because they just, something about a fried turkey. Roast is good, but fried, oh, it's my
favorite.
Oh,
my gosh, fried turkey. You know, I got to get me a turkey fry. That's probably one of the best ways to cook turkey, and I haven't had that in years.
Oh.
And you got to be careful with that because you can catch yourself on fire. But so he's out
frying
a turkey, huh?
He is. He is frying a turkey right now as we speak live at the Yates home. Yes. They roasted a turkey and it was really good, but it just, they don't even compare to me. But I am from the South. We fry everything. So, you know.
Well, congratulations on success and how it's been going. And you got to tell us about the Martina McBride whole setup there where you opened for her. That must have been amazing.
Oh, it so was. It was a lot of people. I couldn't even see. It was out in this kind of field, and at something called the Mall. And I'm so sorry for any coughing right now. I'm sorry. It's bad. I know it's not good for radio. It's not
good
for radio.
Well, I'm doing the same thing, but don't worry about it. I'm doing the same thing, so go ahead.
But anyway, I'm trying. So we're in this big field at this festival that we have back in our hometown in Niceville, called the Mullet Festival, and and it's not the hair, it's the fish. So it's a lot of swamp people out there.
That's funny. That's actually funny, because I was thinking mullet hair when you said that.
Yeah,
so that's good.
That's why I always clarify. They're like, they have a festival for the mullet? And they're like, no, it's a fish. It's a very humble fish. My family was from the town, and fish, you know, that fish was like their staple back in Niceville, and they had, they called themselves the Boggy Bayou Fishing Camp, so they started having a festival to celebrate the mullet called the Boggy Bayou Mullet Festival every year. It's been going on for over 30 years, and it just gets bigger and bigger every year, and so this year, living in Texas now, they invited me to come back and sing and open for her, and also got to meet Neil McCauley and sing before him as well. And so it was a great experience. I mean, it was a lot of people. It was kind of a blurb, you know, a little blurb, because it all happened so fast. And it was just, it kind of felt like a dream. It was a little bit surreal, the whole thing. It was like, here's your dressing room, go get, you know, like, and I'm getting ready, and then all of a sudden, you know, you walk up there, you can't see anybody, and then you sing your songs, and then Martina, and it's all over with. It felt like so fast.
It was like all blur.
It was really cool, and she is such a great singer. I mean, her singing is just, she's phenomenal. She really is, and she's been doing this a long time, so she's got a really respectful career, a nice lady, and it was an amazing experience.
Well, that's really cool, and I guess, you know, this is appropriate time to segue right to the next song I want to play, because you probably felt like you were flying, right?
Oh, definitely.
The song I'm going to play is called Feels Like We're Flying. We're going to come back and talk to you more about the new album and what's going on with you and what the future plans are. Everyone hang tight. This is Crystal Yates. The song is called Feels Like We're Flying. We'll be right back.
Other town.
calling in today, and she's in Texas, and they're frying some turkey in the backyard, her and her husband, and and she's sick.
And I'm
so
making green bean casserole.
Hey, you put
it's
you
a great day
those,
to be talking to y'all.
Are you putting those canned onions and sprinkling them on top?
Oh, you have to. Like, there's no other way. I've tried fancy green
Thank
bean casserole.
Thank you, Crystal.
I've tried the fancy, and I like the canned stuff. I mean, there's a lot of times I can get a little snooty about my food, but when it comes to green bean casserole, I'm like, give me the good old canned, you know, just gross cream of mushroom soup.
There you
version.
Go.
That's the one I have to have.
No, wait, is
so
there any bacon
funny.
In there? Is there bacon in that?
You know what? Usually, but today I'm watching out. But usually I actually do slice up some bacon and put in there, but I don't have time today. We have guests coming over. We're going to feed them fried turkey and green bean casserole and sweet potatoes too, because we just had, I don't know, even though we got invited over to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, it's just not a Thanksgiving unless we're frying turkey and making green bean casserole. So we had to do it a couple days later because we had a lot of shows this weekend too. So we have a lot going on, for sure.
Yes. There's nothing like making your own turkey and your own green bean casserole to make Thanksgiving for real. All right,
yes.
So let's talk about the new album, I Believe, and it's out, it's available now on your website and I guess all the music websites, correct?
Yes, you can go to Google Play, you can go to Amazon, you can go to iTunes, anywhere and everywhere, and you can find it. And if you go to crystalyatesmusic.com, you can sign up for our newsletter and keep up with our journey. We'll be going on a radio tour in January, and then we're going to be setting up a tour, I think, of the West Coast in the spring. So
Oh, really? If
you want to kind of find out when we're coming and if we're going to come to your area, and if you would like to demand us to, then you can go to my website and sign up for the newsletter and drop us an email and let us know, you know, just what you think of the music, and also if we're going to be coming to your area, and you can come out and see us.
That is really cool. I love the music, and I still, one of my favorite songs, I think, was from a previous album, the one No More Cyan. That's still one of my favorite songs.
Oh,
you
yes.
But
oh,
you've kind of
yes.
changed. You've changed a little
song.
Bit since then, haven't you? Your music has kind of changed since then.
Well, yes. I got an actual producer for this one, this out of Nashville. He's Grammy Award-winning Charlie Peacock, and he did, most recently, like the last couple of years, he's won Grammy Awards for his work with a group called the Civil War, and which is a great group. If you've ever heard of them, they're kind of like a folk Americana, a little bit alternative duo, but they broke up, so they're not together anymore. The Civil Wars. Imagine that with a name like that. But they were really a great team, and I fell in love with their stuff, and that's how I found my producer and started really researching. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's done so much stuff that I love. I was like, there's no way he would ever produce my album. And we wrote him, and he wrote back and said, how do you imagine me serving you? And so we got to work with him. So it is a little bit different because he really is a lot more simplistic to his approach and a lot more he could hear a lot more I guess like the acoustic instruments leading things out with fiddle and mandolin. And so it's still got the soul, but it's
right.
got a little bit more of a country soul feel now. It's a little bit, it is. I definitely feel like with Charlie, I discovered a lot of, you know, a lot of the sounds that kind of were in my heart, but I just didn't know how to make. And he really, that's why he's such a gifted producer. He's just so good at that. And
plus you added that spinning on a pole sound too that I like.
Oh yeah, well, don't forget that, Louie.
Don't forget that.
Never.
Hey, now you also see you're hanging out with a new group. I guess you guys are you touring together? They're called the Wicks.
That's who we'll be touring with. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw their video.
They're really cool.
Oh,
they're
wow.
They got a cool sound.
Oh, they are phenomenal. And live, it's just. It's incredible. It's really incredible. So, yeah, definitely everybody go over to my page and check them out and give them some love and check out their music. And get really excited if we're coming to your town, because they're really good about the show. Between them and us, it's going to be a real good time and a good show, and we're going to have a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of energy because Pauline's got a lot of energy herself, and so do I when I'm not on my deathbed. And and so,
well,
yeah, it's going to be great.
I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show. I know you're not feeling well, and I think you had to cancel your actual concert last night, and thank you for joining us. And I know your throat's probably hurting and you're coughing, and I know the feeling because I got the same thing. But
yeah,
thank you very much for joining us and telling everybody about what's going on with you. And I'll let you go. I'm going to play your song, which is the title track to the album, which is called I Believe. And go enjoy that fried turkey and that definitely steamed bean casserole.
Absolutely, I will. And you enjoy your poultry.
Take care.
All right.
Take care, Crystal.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, check out her website. It's crystalyatesmusic.com. And I'm going to play the song, I Believe. And then after the song, we'll be coming back to close out the show. And everyone, hang tight. We thank Crystal for joining us on our deathbed. And we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
Drifting all alone and far away.
And there you go. That was Crystal Yates, her song I Believe. Check out her new album called I Believe at crystalyatesmusic.com. And Brian, we blew through another hour and a half and only about 3.5 minutes left. Did you want to add anything more from the box of Brian garbage?
Hey, I would like to say that, I mean, her name really fits her voice.
Yes,
I mean, it's just so crystal clean, crystal clear. I mean, she's got a beautiful voice. You know,
yeah, she does.
Really so easy to listen to. Okay, that's enough being serious.
All right, well, you're done. Are you done?
Am I? I'm always done. You always want to stick a fork in me, so I guess I'm done.
Exactly. Everybody, don't forget, tomorrow night, our good buddy Albert, the Untamed Chef, will be on at, what time is that again? I always forget, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. West Coast time, and then Tuesday at 7 p.m., John Dilley and Def Conversation. By the way, John did very well last week in the ratings, and he beat us out, Brian. Believe it or not, he actually had a really good show and a lot of people listening, and he's established a really great set of audience from the hot sauce world. If you haven't heard John's a natural on the radio. I think he was born to be a radio announcer, and he does a great show every Tuesday night. And then, like I said earlier, we have all these new people joining us in December. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning. And we'll keep doing this as long as you guys keep listening. And I'm going to close the show out with that song I mentioned, that Crystal Yates song that I said is my favorite. It's called No More Sighing. And Brian, I'm going to let you go so you don't have to sigh anymore. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy all your turkey leftovers. And we will see you next Saturday morning.
Hey, feel better, buddy.
Come on, get up, get out of bed, you dumpy, grumpy, sleepy head. The sun is out today. Just rub the sleep out of those eyes and watch your troubles wave goodbye. The sun is out.